The long-running debate over protection of the gray wolf has restarted. The DNR says the latest estimates indicate there are more than 700 wolves in Wisconsin, or more than twice the state's original management goal for the animal. DNR mammal ecologist Adrian Weideman says wolves are doing very well in the state.
They're no longer in need of the protection of the Endangered Species Act, and they're at a point now where we really need to have a more flexible state management and conservation plan in place to deal with the wolf problems that are occurring.
The problems include wolves attacking livestock and hunting dogs. The DNR would like to have the option of euthanizing problem wolves, but can't as long as the wolf remains on the endangered species list. So the DNR has copied a recent delisting request by Minnesota and asked the Interior Department to delist the wolf in Wisconsin. But the Humane Society of the United States says it opposes Wisconsin's request. Spokesman Howard Goldman.
Gray wolf currently occupies 5% of its historic range within the United States, and until it's restored to significant portions of that range, it should remain protected.
The DNR's Adrian Weideman responds that the growing population of the wolf in Wisconsin should be an example that a species can recover and then be successfully managed by a state. The Interior Department could order a review of Wisconsin's request and hold public hearings. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.